Very, very quickly, we are going to the part two of hindrances or enemies to the life of character. Enemies of the life of character. Part two. And we are going to do it as sharp as possible. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 12. It said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Our objective this morning is to understand the forces, the factors that hinder the life of godly character. The purpose of God, the plan of God, is for his people to look like him. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 11, verse 26, the Bible says the disciples were called, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. People looked at them and they said, these people look like Christ. Little Christs. Christians. God wants us to look like him. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28... 27 and 28, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them. Male and female created he them. God made us to look like him. And the devil wants us to look like himself in evil. Now, there are things that hinder people from looking like God. Factors that hinder godly character. We looked at five in the first service. Number one is the wrong association. Association is assimilation. Your company affects your character. I don't care who you are. If you show me who your friends are, I can tell you what your character is. Number two is comparison with others. When you begin to look at other people and you say, you know what, I'm not the only one. See, others are doing it. Why not? Why can't I do it? I'm going to repeat that in a second service, in another form. Comparison with others. Or, why am I stressing myself? Number three is lack of love for both God and man. Loveless hearts are the mysteries behind sinful lives. When the heart is lacking in love, the life will be full of sin. Loveless hearts are the mysteries behind sinful lives. Loveless hearts. Number four is the lack of the fear of God. When people have no fear of God, everything goes. It is the fear of God that is responsible for a lively, living conscience. A conscience that is awake. The fear of God. Was that number four? Lack of the fear of God. We dealt with all of that in the first service. Now let's go to four other points in this second service. That will be number one here and number five overall. And that is societal influence. Societal influence. The influence of society can affect character. Submission to societal influence can equal to perversion of character. Perversion. Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 2. The Bible said, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. So it is easy to follow the multitude to do evil. People say majority carry the vote, not in the area of character or behavior. Thou shalt not follow the multitude to do evil. There was a tragedy that happened. When Absalom rebelled against his father, and we have a generation today that are rebellious against fathers. Nobody knew what his father did to him, and his father did nothing to him. And he went against his father with an Absalomic spirit of betrayal and conspiracy. Say, I wish I was the judge in Israel. Your matters would have been handled very quickly. My father is an old man now. He doesn't attend to anybody. The Bible said he stole the hearts of the people of Israel. That is not the worst thing. Let me show you the worst thing. In 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 11. 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 11. Very, very sad story. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. Come and fight. Come and join rebellion. We no agree. We no agree. And they went in their simplicity and they knew not anything. Why are you calling us? Just come. What is the problem? Just be coming. Who offended who? Just be coming. What am I coming to do? Just come. All of them were recruited for destruction. As Absalom died, they all died with Absalom. Beware of anybody recruiting you into rebellion. We have in the church people positioned by the devil, both in the church and in the world. Their assignment is to be whispering into people's ears like the serpent whispered to the ear of Eve. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? In our nation today, people teach each other how to steal conveniently without being caught. How to be corrupt, conveniently corrupt. You know, we are living in a world today where people teach rebellion, teach hatred. Like I said in the first service, somebody can make you to hate somebody that never wronged you. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Don't allow anybody recruit you to destruction or damnation. One day a man came and sat with me and was trying to talk to me about my father in the Lord. It wasn't direct, but I knew what he was trying to say. My question is, who are you in the scheme of things? What is your profit to my life? That you have the audacity to say a word against the one whose contact in my life revolutionized my life. That man I disconnected 20 something years ago. He didn't end well. He's still alive today. But he never ended well. Societal influence. Influence of serpentine human beings. Snaky personalities. Many people are dressing naked today because they think that is what dressing means. Everybody is dressing like that. So why not? Moving about some like dogs. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is what goes. Young people are having their trousers hanging down on their buttock and having the whatever short nick or whatever is inside to be showing outside. They think it is fashion. And I'm sorry to say this. But now the status of a madman has become fashionable. People wearing hair that looks like a mad person. Because it is fashion. Everybody goes. Who told you that? It may be popular, but not necessarily proper. But not proper. One day I dressed and I put my pocket square and I anything I want to dress, I dress it. I mean, dignity, not just in dignity. I organize my life. And somebody told me what they say. It is not raining anymore to put this in it, to wear. I said, who is the one raining it? If it is not raining, I rain it. If it's not raining, I rain it. If it is not raining, I rain it. I don't care who rains it. Huh? You have seen me wear this wrapper material all the way down with the line in the middle, with the button all the way down, all the way down. You've seen it before, right? I didn't see it nowhere. Just say, Taylor, make something like this for me. He made it. I don't need to see it from anywhere. It's convenient for me. I want it that way. And it's proper. Now, in some places, I hear that the pastor's name is the name of that dress in some states. Yes, that is. I need this. Want to say, make this style for me. You call the name, they'll make it for you. It is better for people to follow you to do the right thing than for you to follow people to do the wrong thing. Hey! Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's better for people to follow you to do the right thing than for you to follow people sheepishly to do the wrong thing. It might lead you to destruction like it led all the people that followed Absalom. And I said earlier on, it's better to stand alone than to stand with the wrong crowd. If you have to stand alone, stand alone. You are going somewhere. Who is going somewhere? Say, I'm going somewhere. Societal influence. People will look at you as if you are the odd person out. As if you are the mumu guy. But very soon they will see the difference in that mumuciousness. They will see who is the mumu, who is more mumu than the other. Very soon. Societal influence. Number 6 is very aggressive. It is called the lack of self-control. The lack of self-control. The lack of self-control is actually lack of life control. If you cannot control yourself, you have lost control of your life. If you cannot control yourself, you have lost the control of your future. Character is anchored on discipline. Character is anchored on self-control. Esau lost control of his destiny as he lost control of his appetite for food. Genesis 25 and in verse 32. Esau could not control his appetite. He said, I am at the point of to die. What is this birthright to me? He sold his future because of food. Many are selling their futures because of their appetite, because of their desire, selling the future. Samson lost control of his authority and his destiny because he lacked control for his passion. Passion. Evil, negative passion. Samson was going from Sorek to Delilah, from one to the other. At the end of the day, Judges chapter 16 verse 20, the Bible said, and Judges 16, 20, and Delilah said, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep. And he said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. if you have no control. What makes the drunkard? Control is gone. What makes the drug addict? Control is gone. What makes the prostitute or manstitute? The control is gone. What makes the liar and the talkative? Control is gone. There are people who talk at every giving. You don't need to provoke talk before they talk. The Bible says, and in the multitude of words, they are wanted not sin. Am I communicating at all? There are people, if you have discussed with them, you don't need to talk to the newspaper. You don't need to. You don't need to. Sickness of mouth. Sickness of word. Am I communicating? You see, and it has led people into a man talked and talked and talked his way to his death. He came to David and said he was the one who killed Saul. He was just trying to impress David. And David said, really? After David finished crying, David said, what did you say again? You killed who? Really? You are not afraid to touch the Lord's anointed. Somebody just followed him. Clear him. Delete him. He talked his way to his death. Lack of self-control. Can't control your word. You can't control your mouth. You can't control your passion. You can't control your desire. You can't control nothing. When we were growing up, in the year of 1979, we had a 3-day fast. One of the young men who was fasting that day, 3 days. By the time it was around 2 p.m. of the first day, bro, how far will the fast? Ah, sorry. I forgot I ate. Oh, really? Okay, it's well. Just ensure you do the fast. Day number 2. 12 to 1 p.m. How far will the fast? Oh, sorry. I ate again today. 3 days he ate the food before the fast was broken. Firebrand guy, but no control over his appetite. I heard that young man once laid hands on somebody on his sick bed. The power took the person from the bed, landed him on the floor, and the person was healed. But he amounted to nothing. Became an addict later. Married more than one wife. No control. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It affects every area. Esau lost control and lost his future. Samson lost control and lost everything. Lack of self-control. You are going to ask the Lord today, Lord, help me not to be a loser of control. Help me, Lord, with the discipline. Now, I heard the definition of discipline from God's servant Bishop Oyedepo for the first time. And this is what he said. He said, discipline is doing what is required to get what is desired. Whatever is required to do, you do it. So that you can arrive at what is desired. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Number 3, for this service, is lack of reasoning and thoughtfulness. Reasoning and thoughtfulness. Reasoning. There is a relationship between sinning and reasoning. If we reason well, we sin less. That is true. If we reason well, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, he said, come, let us reason together. Say the Lord, if your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. If we reason well, we sin less. How do you explain the situation of a man who is making the alcohol seller rich and making himself sick? That is paying to be sick. He's paying to buy alcohol, to buy ogogoro, in order for what he is buying to attack his liver. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He's buying the cigarette. He is paying to look for bronco. Lung cancer. Bronchiogenic carcinoma. He's paying to buy it. He has seen other people, but he's still paying to buy it. Because he has not reasoned. When we came to Abuja newly, my wife was still practicing medicine. She practiced for 1 year, 6 months. She had a patient from a highbrow organization. This man was hypertensive and diabetic, and he was smoking and drinking. The drinking is worsening the diabetes. The smoking is worsening the hypertension. She advised him to stop. He refused. He said he cannot. It's something, something that you are used to. How can you stop? He was attacking his health. One day, I saw him. I still remember his name till tomorrow. I called his name. How are you doing? You are looking so fresh and clean. He said, yes, he has stopped smoking and drinking. I said, really? Who prayed for you? He said, nobody. Nobody prayed for you to stop? Yes. What happened? I think he went to coma or something. He was at the point of dying. Ketoacidotic coma for 2 weeks or something. He was quarter to die. I'm sure he saw the other side and saw himself heading in the direction of hell. And when he returned back, he didn't need deliverance. There are people insisting on prayer because they haven't seen something. Hallelujah. Nobody prayed for him. He said, nobody. I was laughing at him. I said, I thought you said you can't stop. He said, I saw death. How can I not stop? Hallelujah. Very, very important. I mean, if we reason well, just think it a bit. The prodigal son was sinking with pigs. Pig is the same thing as uncleanness, right? See, the Bible says the pig that is clean that will return back to wallowing in the mire. Until he reasoned his way out of the pig house. Luke chapter 15 and in verse 7. How many hired servants of my father's? Verse 17. How many hired? Verse 17. When he came to himself, he came to his senses. And that ended his mess. Just sit down a little. How much? Sitting down with pornography. 30 minutes. 1 hour. 1 hour, 30 minutes. 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours in a day. Until job is lost. Productivity is gone. Mind is permanently focused on the next time. The same mind you should be using to calculate your destiny, you are using to orchestrate iniquity. You see, all of those people that sit on the internet and do internet fraud, and they are calculating the next person to dupe. That kind of intelligence that they are trying to use to say they want to do visa for somebody, marry all manner of garbage, they sit down and calculate it well, and then go online to steal. That is the same mind that could turn them into a billionaire. Somebody used it for Facebook. For people to post pictures and see each other. See your face, I see my face. He's a billionaire on it today. Amazon is a billionaire from the internet. All of them. Our own people are using the internet to fraudulently and wickedly deal with people instead of using the mind to calculate what the same space can do for them to turn them into billions. You see, if we think well, we sin less. Why don't I transfer this intelligence in this direction? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and say, Father, help me to reason well and to sin no more. I think that young child is trying to confirm what I'm saying. Lift up the two hands. And finally, what is number six? Is that number eight? Number four. And it's lack of value for the word of God. Lack of value for the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 9 and 11. Wherewithal shall a man cleanse his way? Tis by taking heed to the word of God. Verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. The word I hid in my heart, and I will not sin against you. John chapter 15 verse 3. He said, you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. You are clean. John 15:3. And Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 26. Ephesians 5:26. He said that you might sanctify and cleanse with the washing of the water by the word. The word, this book, is not just for the building of faith. It's not just for knowing God. It's important that we know God with the book. But the book is like an eraser, a cleanser. It cleanses us. Just washes us. Washes our mentality. Washes our mindset. Washes our lives. Also hands us principles. Principles to live by. Principles to succeed with. When you are far from the word, you will be lost in the world. This world, you'll be lost in it. You'll be lost in worldliness. But when you are close to the word, you will be far from the world. You will be in the world, but not of the world. You will be far from the world when you are close to the world. But you will be lost in the world if you are far from this world. Beloved, two things I counsel after you have decided not to be under societal influence, not to walk in lack of self-control, and decided to sit down and reason and think, and then you value the word of God. Two things I will say. Number one, avoid all the hindrances we mentioned to godly living. All the number one to number eight. Avoid all hindrances to godly living. Avoid them. Secondly, always receive the help of God to do the thing that is right. Receive help from God to do the thing that is right. Lord, help me to do the thing that is right. If you look at Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 16 alone, you won't know the reason why they gave us verse 16. It started from verse 15. He said, we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He is touched, but he was at all points tempted like we are, and he was without sin. He said, therefore, let us come boldly. If we want to be like him, let's come to the throne of grace so we can obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. For as long as we are in this flesh, and as long as we are in this world, pressures and things will come that will make us need help and grace to say no to wrong. Somebody say loud amen. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I apply for help Will you stand up on your feet? Father, I apply for your help. Lift it high up and say, Father, I apply for your help and your grace to do the right thing. In the name of Jesus. Say it louder. Say, Father, I apply for your help to do the right thing. Help me, Lord, to avoid the wrong association. Help me, Lord, to avoid comparison with others. Help me, Lord, to love you and love man. Help me, Lord, to walk in the fear of God. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to be free from societal influence. In the name of Jesus, help me with self-control to live with reasoning and thoughtfulness. Help me, Lord, to have value for your word. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to do the right thing, to avoid all hindrances to godly living, and the grace to do the right thing. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and speak to God. Open your mouth and speak to God. My heart cries out for you. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Anywhere you are this morning, you heard the word this morning, this afternoon now, you're asking for the help of God to live for Him. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You heard the message. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy country, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me, Lord, to be a sanctuary. I see that people are already coming forward. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to hand over my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. Carry your bags, carry your Bibles. Quickly rush to the front here. Remain standing, people. I'll tell you when to sit down shortly. Carry your Bibles, carry your bag, and quickly rush to the front here. In the name of Jesus, don't wait for who will come out first. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to be a new day for me. Quickly come forward. Lord, prepare me. You have an addiction that must be broken. Quickly come forward as well. You have an addiction that must be broken. Smoking addiction, cannabis addiction, coke addiction, alcoholic addiction, pornographic addiction, gambling, whatever it is that has tied down your life, come and say no to it on this altar. Say yes to Jesus and receive help from him. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you the count of 10. 1.
I live for you alone.
2. 3. Every breath that I take, every moment on my way, Lord, I hold your way. Everybody sees. Place your hand on your chest, those of you in the front. Please stretch your hands towards them. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm happy to see you in the front somewhere. God bless you. May you be established. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never, grace to live for you, I receive in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. They are going to lead you in prayer of dedication. And after that, get you established in the Lord. Please hearken to their counsel so you can be established in God. Don't go back to the world anymore. And the Lord bless you. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. In Jesus' name.